Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's an honor to be with you. Our website is www.believe.love. Our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloves you. I'm here with Claudia Suarez. Claudia, how are you?
Hi, Nick. I'm doing well, thank God. And I'm so happy that you invited me to your show because you have such interesting stories.
Well,
you
it's
really
an,
do.
It's an honor to be with you, of course. I've seen a lot of your shows.
Thank you.
I think they're really awesome. We're going to cover a lot of cool topics. We want to help people,
of course.
In the categories of money and business, true success, world news, health and wellness, and our universe. And we want to help you to find your truth and help you to succeed, help you to grow. And there's so much going on in the world. Here in Miami, of course, the hurricanes have been big news. We have one going through Puerto Rico. And in fact, Claudia, I haven't got to talk to you a lot since the hurricanes. How was your experience?
Well, my experience, let me tell you, Nick, I was very scared because I ended up by myself in a friend's apartment.
Where did you go?
Yeah,
anyway?
I went north, a little bit north, close to the airport. And a building was, again, you know, it was built 2 years ago. So, of course, they're ready for a hurricane season.
Sure.
And definitely they can outstand, more than 200.
Yeah, the winds, right.
So my apartment, I got it all shuttered up, and then I went and spent the hurricane by myself there. No, because she went to Mexico. She went to Mexico. So I stay there. And good thing I was watching Netflix the whole time because she didn't have the news channel. She didn't have cable. So I was watching the news channel the Netflix channel the whole time. So I wasn't really listening to news a lot. So I guess it helped my anxiety, I am telling you. Because I didn't feel anxious.
You're right. If you just watch the news, you'd go crazy,
yeah,
right? Because it's all the time.
Yeah.
So you watch Netflix?
The Netflix, watching movies. And then Sunday, when the hurricane was coming, that's when the light went off, finally. So I said, oh gosh, I don't have Netflix now. What do I do? Right? Guess what I did? I came well prepared. I had bought a coloring book with mandalas, right? And I thought, I haven't done my coloring book. I need to do my coloring book. So I got the coloring book and I started coloring the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And let me tell you, her bedroom didn't have any windows whatsoever. Okay. Didn't have any windows whatsoever. And so I was thinking in my mind, I'm in a ship. All I'm hearing is the sea. You know, when if you ever been on a cruise or something, when you're in your cabin, you feel like, the wind and the water going back and forth.
So right?
I was coloring with my flashlight. Get this. My flashlight, my little mandalas. And I said, ooh, this looks really nice. I love these colors. So it went smoothly for me, Nick.
Well, that helped you because, if you were just to watch the news, we would go crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fear and it's a real event too. So it's not like we can completely ignore it. But I knew people and family members not even in anywhere close to Florida who were scared for maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so it's not something we can just ignore, but it's hard to not live in fear when it all that's going on is talk about the hurricane and
the hurricane's coming. The hurricane's coming.
Yeah,
it's scary.
And there's been a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
There've been a lot of them right in a row. And we have Puerto Rico, which I lived in Puerto Rico 2 years ago. So we had Irma is what we're talking about.
Yeah, Irma.
And then what is it, Maria?
Maria went through Puerto Rico just now and is devastated.
And I lived there.
No light in the whole island.
I'd lived there in 2015 in Old San Juan. And I would be, a lot of people got really have big trouble right now.
Yeah.
Big problems there.
No communication. There's actually people, Nick, right now looking for families. Families that haven't been able to connect with them by phone or anything. I heard in the news, as a matter of fact, about a you know, family that has a lady that had cancer and had no medications.
Wow.
And then another guy, his brother needed insulin, and he was trapped over there, no water, no light. So he was very concerned about his brother and hasn't been able to communicate himself with him.
Yeah, those stories never... I did go to Mexico. You said your friend went to Mexico?
Yeah, my friend went to Mexico.
So there were earthquakes there.
Earthquakes there.
And I was near Cancun in Playa del Carmen, and then my mom's calling me, are you okay? Because we heard... I didn't even know there was an earthquake.
You were in Playa del Carmen.
Then there was another Katia, another hurricane out in near Mexico.
Yeah.
And then you have these things happening in these islands where it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. We don't even know how bad it is. We see the trees out in the street here in Miami Beach. And in Miami, we see the trees. But some of these stories where people, and in Houston, and we'll get into this, you know, people just been devastated. They've lost, whole families have been lost. They've got all of this stuff happening. And it's weird because it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And when things aren't directly happening to us, yeah, we all just kind of move along during our day. But it's a tough thing, too, because you don't want to live in fear, but also because you hear about it just over and over, you want to try to get things going in the right direction because it just can pause your whole life.
Yes.
I mean, everything almost seems to be in disarray. We're just now getting back
into the thing of things, you know, with your everyday life. And the thing is that I think you fear, a friend of mine who lives in Mexico, City, where all the whole commotion went on. And
With the earthquake?
Earthquake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have
recently,
family.
A different, because there was another earthquake, right?
There were
two.
There was one that started, and it was an 8.5,
right,
which was even harder. It was
near Irma, right? Near the time of Irma?
Irma,
okay.
Exactly. And then this last one, which happened on Tuesday at 2 p.m.,
right,
by the way, and all of a sudden the news went, oh, this is happening, and it really shocked Mexico City. There were 44 buildings to the ground, 44. And they're still rescuing people, Nick, and my friend says, you know what? I'd rather have a hurricane.
Wow.
Because he used to live here. He used to live in Miami. And he says, you know what? I'd rather have a hurricane than
is his whole family down in Mexico City?
No, his mother is.
His mother is in Mexico City. So what does he say? Is it just devastated?
It's devastated.
Really?
It's devastated.
How bad was that hurricane? Because I saw it. First of all, it's not that it matters that it was trending on YouTube, but that's how I found out about it. Excuse me. How bad was that earthquake?
Yeah, it was really bad.
And the one in Mexico City.
Because it wasn't just Mexico City alone. You know, just the central part of Mexico, certain areas in Mexico, which Mexico City had around. They had Puebla. It had other cities as like suburbs of here. Like let's say here would be Tampa and other areas, right?
Okay,
is the same. It's like us Miami. Well, then Mexico City and then other surrounding.
Oh wow. So it stretched up all around. So the earthquake was huge.
Huge. And it is, so far they found, so far, the counting of dead people are more than 200 people.
Oh, wow.
And they're still rescuing. 15 children died, and some have been rescued from a school, you know. So it's been devastating, that earthquake. And there's a couple of other earthquakes, by the way, Nick, that happened in Japan. One just happened in Japan not too long ago, and also in Peru, and in another area, it's an island or something like close to Australia. So this is has been happening, you know, like one after another.
And there's a guy, we're going to talk about this later in the show. Somebody's talking about, is this the biblical, you know, all these hurricanes, all these natural disasters at once? Mm-hmm. Is this the end of days and all? And you know, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But so there's a lot going on. So is your friend's okay? His family's okay?
Everything's okay.
Right, but some people aren't. A lot of people aren't. And it's just interesting how it is almost like out of sight, out of mind. Mm-hmm. For me, and so what happened to me? So you were okay. How was your friend's house? You said you were in Miami and you were in her house. Did her house?
Nothing happened. That building is well made, you know, well done, because you know nothing happened. I didn't even have shutters in that you know condo. It's so well built, Nick, that you know you didn't have to even put shutters there. nothing happened to it. Everything was perfect. You know, like I said, I think I had a smooth ride. I was in the sixth floor. Luckily, I, you know, you always have to, you know, ask for guidance spiritually, because to tell you the truth, I was very well guided. I took my car to the sixth floor of one of the buildings in Brickell, which at least they covered it from getting water in it and all that. So everything was fine. But it's so sad that everything really started. Well, people say everything started with Houston. You know what
I mean? Sure.
Because that hurricane hit Houston first. The first hurricane Houston first. And nobody knew that this was going to happen in Houston. They was going to get flooded, because it actually hit, that hurricane hit in Corpus Christi or around that area.
Yes. A little south or something.
On the south. Okay. My family lives in Houston. You know, my brother, two of my sisters, my father. Most of my family live in Houston. So when the hurricane was coming down there, you know, to Houston, we were like, well, it's not going to hit Houston. It's not going to hit Houston. You know, it's just going to hit the surrounding areas next to the beach, Corpus Christi, where the beach is. Okay. And all of a sudden, what happens? It gets flooded. And those images of people devastated with no homes, with the water up to, you know, to the roofs, I was in awe. Good thing, Nick, that my father lives pretty off from that area. And my sister too. They couldn't get out of their home, but they didn't get flooded.
Okay.
And they were out of work more than a week, you know.
Jeez.
They had light on and off, and then it came back. But they were all in shock too. They were all in shock.
That's devastating. Were your family's homes and things like that?
My family's
I actually
home
haven't
was
talked
fine.
To you about this.
Yeah. My family's home was fine, thank God. But, you know, sometimes you always have to thank God for the blessings, because in spite of all these things that are happening, sometimes we are blessed that nothing major happened to us. And that's when we really have to get out there and help, you know?
That's right.
Either contribute some money or definitely just get out there and help.
I didn't even know your family. You mentioned this before the show briefly at Houston, and I'm getting ready for the show. It's not really registering. So how is your family?
My family's fine.
Okay.
My family's fine.
Because I don't want to just go on and talk about the... I think it's important to just ask you how your family is.
Yes.
I didn't know they were all in Houston, and I'm glad they're okay.
Yeah,
and I agree with you. I mean, I went to Mexico, then I got sick. I drank bottled water, but... I must have drank some water at a place. I got sick, and then I was coming out of it. But people have a lot bigger problems than I have.
Thanks.
But then all the flights got canceled, and I was trying to get back here. And then when I got back here, and as you know, I mean, people, you know, things just seem a little out of in disarray. But again, it could always be. Some people have their whole lives got wiped out.
Yeah.
But what we try to do on this show is to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And acknowledge what's actually going on, that there are major problems going on with people having their entire life wiped out, but also try to find some good, if we can, in this life and all these tough things that are happening. I think it's important to try not to ignore the tough things that have happened. And that's why I wanted to make sure to ask you that, but also then to try to find any good that we can in even the tough situation.
Exactly.
Because sometimes it can help us to focus on anything positive if we're feeling down. And I know some people even need that more than I might need that personally. So we're going to talk about this Team Rubicon.
Oh, yeah.
But also... I'll just say there are a lot of good things going on with Belize. So first of all, I would prefer that we didn't have a hurricane at all.
I know.
Or any hurricanes. But we did have a video with like 100,000 views. That's good for our channel and for all the people watching, anybody watching out there, because it's our biggest video. I would trade not having a hurricane in a millisecond.
Exactly.
But it was about the hurricane and about HAARP. And maybe if there is possibly weather modification going on, I think there is definitely weather modification going on. Hopefully it's nothing nefarious or evil, maybe, but there's definitely weather modification. Some people are wondering if we're messing with the weather too much. And then we had a follow-up video on Hurricane Maria and Harp recently that a lot of people have watched, 2000s by now have watched that. And so, and again, in our videos, we try to forgive people if there is any wrongdoing. And then also just try to ask questions and not say that we know for sure, but hey, you know, it's good to look into things and we need to kind of get a handle on what's going on if we can. And, So we had some videos get a lot of views. So that's good, although we'd rather have maybe no hurricane, but it's good for our program. And the second thing is we had, and you don't know this yet, I don't think, but we have Gabriella in Venezuela.
Oh,
and we did an interview with her, but she's working on free energy. So now we have four engineers and her in an office in Venezuela working on free energy.
Oh, wonderful. And
of course, with free energy, and this has been discussed by many, many people, you know, Nikola Tesla was working on free energy, but really with free energy, there would be no poverty. And because basically there are 3D printers right now that can print handguns and all kinds of things. And there probably are more advanced printers. And if you could power them continuously, and there are more advanced technologies that can print almost anything out, ideally, in reality, you wouldn't need money at all if you just have free energy. You could actually produce whatever you need. So
that's so interesting. That's
It could change the world. It's probably the most important thing we're doing. So just this week with Believe, we had Gabriella with the other people starting. The other four employees are starting there. And we're going to make it open source, meaning whatever they find out in this topic, we're going to release it for free. It's really, and then sure, we'll sell something if they can create it, but we'll also show people how to make it for free themselves. So anybody can make it, whatever they come up with. And who knows if they'll come up with anything, but it's just to give it an actual attempt versus just talking about it.
That sounds interesting.
So that's one good thing that happened this week.
That's wonderful, yeah. Nick.
Yeah, that's a good thing. The other thing is...
I'm excited about that.
Yes, it's something good going on. I had Camilla, one of our interns, she was emailing Gabriella just saying hi, and Gabriella was by herself down there a lot in Venezuela. Of course, they're having trouble. I mean...
I know, a lot of trouble.
You know, it's
political.
Yeah,
issues.
Political and just stability and with... money and things like that. So we had Camilla emailing her and just giving her some kind of sort of a pep talk. So you're maybe, you know, you can email her too, who knows, and say, hey, you know, we support you. And it's something you didn't even know was going on, but I thought I'd tell you. And it's a good thing. It's good to focus on anything positive. I know I need to.
Yeah.
That's going on. So we have that. We're going to maybe work on a technology with phones. I'm just starting this right now, and I have some initial results that are promising regarding maybe making phones safer.
That's interesting.
That's something you wouldn't know either, so I'm popping these things on during the show now. So we'll see if that works out, but I'm talking to people in China, I'm starting to talk to people in China about making these things, and we'll see how that goes. Who knows what will happen? But these are some positive things, and I think it's important when we have all these things happening to start to look at anything good that we can.
Yeah.
Anything good, because I know for me, just we get in these, especially if we're sick, and then we have hurricanes happening, earthquakes, and some people even have it worse. They've had their house. So it's good when we can just get positive by focusing on anything good in our life. And one of the good things, you know, we research, and I was sitting at home watching ESPN, and there's this guy, I was watching like...
Jake Wood.
Jake Wood. Yeah. So he was a football player for Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin, and I played at Michigan. So this was on, I think, during the NFL Network, not ESPN, but on Thursday Night Football on the NFL Network. They had some kind of story, and I'm like, there's all these hurricanes. Puerto Rico just got wiped out. My old home, I was there for almost a year, 2015. Yeah. And there's this good story, and that's exactly what we want to try to bring up on this network. I mean, there's all kinds of craziness that could be going on, but what's the good we can find in anything, in any of this stuff, to focus on the good instead of all the fear and the darkness and everything.
So that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, and it's hard to miss. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You can't not, you know, we're trying to make this positive but realistic, our network. So I see on NFL Network this feature on Team Rubicon. Mm-hmm. So we'll pull it up, actually. Like, they have a website, TeamRubiconUSA.org.
So it's on screen for YouTube viewers.
TeamRubiconUSA.org. And you can donate, you can volunteer. Disasters are our business, veterans are our passion. Team Rubicon unites the skills and experiences of military veterans with first responders to rapidly deploy emergency response teams. So basically,
I'm watching NFL Network and just kind of zoned out because I've been working a lot here and a lot of people have been working. And I'm like, man, this is a positive story. Like, yes. I want to talk about this on the show.
And I emailed Claudia for our show today. And Jake Wood, so he's like,
the founder of
He's the founder, and he's like, you know, I wasn't going to make it to the NFL is what he said. He said he played at Wisconsin. You know, it's a big school, big football school. We actually played against Wisconsin at University of Michigan. And, you know, for football people, they're into that. And he's like, you know, then he went into the Marines.
Yeah, he's a former Marine, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, he's a former Marine sniper. Sniper.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So, and one of the things that I really like about this thing that he started, Nick, you know, and doing all that information and finding out more about it, is that he's getting people involved.
You're right.
You know, that sometimes, and I agree in this sense, is that sometimes you go anywhere and says, help the Red Cross. But you don't know if it's going to the Red Cross, you know?
That's right.
And then this is one of the things that he's doing to make sure that veterans have a job, that veterans can put some of their energy out there. And not only that, give them something to do where they can feel good about themselves.
Yeah, my personal opinion is that a lot of the veterans have been maybe taken advantage of. I think most wars have been manufactured by... I think, you know, there's just a lot of nonsense that's gone on, and none of us are perfect, so I want to send forgiveness if this is the case, that they were wars that were kind of manufactured and maybe shouldn't have been fought, or they were supposed to, they were conducted to generate some sort of confrontational energy, and, you know, there's just a lot that could be said. There's a lot of people that have done a lot of research, and there's a lot of people with good intentions that go into the military. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on with that, but my personal opinion is that people go into the military with great intentions, and unfortunately, there are people maybe above them that we don't really know the full extent of what's going on. For example, we lost $2 trillion on 9/10/2001. Donald Rumsfeld came out and he said, the Pentagon's lost $2 trillion. We don't know where it is. And then 9/11 happened the next day. And that was the Secretary of Defense and Bush confirmed that. And we don't know what's going on with that. So sometimes the military has really great intentions and the people going in. But a lot of times there definitely are policies going on above the military. Mm-hmm. And not everybody might agree with those, including myself in a way, because... there's a lot more going on there. We hope for the best with that. But to be honest, it's really a tough situation. So these people, they have such passion to want to help.
Yes.
And they go into the military because they want to protect, even though, again, it might not be so simple, like who the good and the bad guy is. We killed 500,000 children in the Middle East in the 90s. You can Google Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, on 60 Minutes saying, unfortunately, we did kill 500,000 children in Iraq. And I guess she said it's difficult, but we do think it was worth it. And that's in the late 90s. So that's a tough thing. I don't know that if people really want to get into reality, that is reality. Mm-hmm. But these people go in with great intentions. They want to protect. And so they're able to transfer this passion towards wanting to help into something like Team Rubicon. And I do think that's really positive. Mm-hmm. And so
So Jake Woods starts this Team Rubicon. They went to Haiti, is that correct?
Haiti, yeah.
After their earthquake?
Yeah, after their earthquake. And not only that, they train people, you know, volunteers. They train them to be experts in first responders. Okay, and now they even have five continents in different disaster areas. So he's done really well, you know. He's done really well because now at least, you know, he built at least 150 volunteers to help out. And they've been able to do things quicker. I mean, he gets from soccer teams to, you know, church people, you know, involved. So that way they can also be prepared and respond properly when these disasters happen. So I'm really proud of him.
I agree. I mean, they had a clip, they had a whole video package on NFL Network, and it was showing all the people showing up in the buses and people getting off planes and flying there. And so basically he's helped, they do disaster relief. So if something happens, like they're there, they're in Haiti, they're in Texas now, but they've also been, I think, to Africa and all kinds of places. Nepal, they showed him in Nepal. I guess that's near India, the country near India. I don't think it's a part of India. I think it's a different country, Nepal. And it's just a really cool thing that you can look at. Man, these guys were in the military. He said that Haiti, he'd been at war for 2 years in Iraq, and Haiti was the most dangerous, it was the most difficult situation he'd ever been in. So I thought that was really cool. And I think things like this, to focus on things like this, are really great, because it's like, you know what? We don't just have to be in despair. There are a lot of people helping out, doing great things. Even if you don't agree with what the military is doing because of the politics and the world, but there's still good people that get out and they're doing something positive. And through all these disasters, people are putting back the pieces, putting it together, and it's really cool.
Well,
right?
Well, he did a great job now with, you know, Houston. You know, he was very involved with this whole dilemma of this, you know, waters going up to the roofs and rescuing people and so forth, you know. So I'm really happy that we have people like him that decided to start something like this on his own. You know, and makes a difference. You can make a difference in, like Nick was saying, you know, things like this we see all over the world, and we see people helping each other. And sometimes out of disaster or situations that bad things happen, you know, in the world,
good things come up,
like Team Rubicon. You know, things.
Look at Houston.
That's Houston. Right. Houston. So you know, one of the things that I really believe is that we can all start new things. You've heard people that get sick or had issues in their lives, and then, you know, disasters or whatever, and they come up with new things for to help humanity and help people. So. To me, I really commend this story, Nick, and that you brought it up, because I think it gives us all an idea of how much people really care about each other. Sometimes when things like this happen is when you really see, you know, the love, like we believe that there is love out there for humanity, and we have to do something about it. Even if you're not present, but in spirit, let's be present. And that's what's so important, because no matter what, I think right now our world is upside down, but you know what? Changes are coming, I think.
I agree. I think that, you know, I'd love to know what people focus on when they're feeling down that gets them out of the dumps. You know, feel free to comment, you know, youtube.com/believeloveyou and www.believe.love. And email us, believe@believe.love. You know, we've had so many great guests, and we love hearing from people. We're getting a lot of comments. I think on our hurricane video, we had 600, 700 comments. Some of them were people that are pretty ticked off. But there were a lot of people commenting, and they were overwhelmingly positive. Not all positive, some quite negative. But that's okay. But what makes you happy? What gets you out? Because sometimes I get really down, you know, and our energy gets down. Mm-hmm. But these good things, seeing these good stories can kind of, sometimes it can help to snap us out of it. Like, hey, like doing this show can help me snap myself out of it. We can help one person be a little bit happier right now. I think we've done a really good thing. So these stories are really important. And also it really reminds me to ask you guys out there, what has helped you to get out of a funk? It doesn't have to be a hurricane that's happened, but all of us go through things. Yeah. And what helps you out there? You know, email us, believe@believe.love, or leave us a comment. And we'd love to hear what you have to say.